This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine, our inaugural broadcast, the very, very first live broadcast from the Victorian Pride Centre before it officially opens. I had to throw that in before I got into trouble from Macca again.
Correct. It opens 2 or 3 weeks. Obviously, everyone will know because we're going to tell them when, because there'll be a lot of ribbon cutting. I hope the scissors are sharp. Our next guest is Natalie Williams, and Natalie has recently joined Joy. Natalie has responsibility for our social media, for our communications, and probably about 28 other things. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. How are you? How's the Pride Centre?
Look, it's beautiful.
It's awesome. It's awesome. You know, what a beautiful building, but our studios, for those of us who grew up at Joy at Coventry Street and at the city, this is not just another step, this is a quantum leap. So just as the working space for folk like you, Natalie, who,
exactly,
working at Joy, being an employee, tell us, the move to the Pride Centre, what does this mean to you?
Well, as you mentioned, I am very, very new to Joy, but I've seen, coming into Joy earlier this year, to see the sort of steps that's been taking in this long haul from everyone getting ready to go from Bourke Street Studios all the way to the Pride Centre. For me, it's so lovely to see everyone coming back together, and everyone's been apart during COVID and the lockdown. So for everyone to come back together and be in one space all at the Victorian Pride Centre when it officially opens in a couple of weeks, for everyone to be here, it's so monumental to have this massive building where there's so many LGBTIQA plus organizations and community groups together. It's a massive moment, not just for Joy, but a massive moment just in Melbourne history for this to be occurring.
It's yourself and we're going to be speaking with Sam Porter soon, and because we had Ruby, is another new generation that's coming to Joy. Tass and I are a bit like the old growth
fading out,
the old growth forest. It's really important, that we start giving much more of a perspective to the younger members of our community, engaging themselves with Joy. In terms of the comms that you do, Natalie, and the social media, we've seen how important social media has been generally. How important is it to Joy?
I think it's absolutely important to Joy. It's been amazing, particularly for me, coming in right on the cusp of Radiothon, to have so many messages online from people saying, I'm so glad I found Joy, or from all of these people who have existed pre my time at Joy a long, long time ago when everything started, and to have everyone still sticking around and having these new ways that we can all connect with one another online. That's one of my favourite parts of my job, is getting up every morning and the first thing I check when I come into the office is to check the messages from everyone commenting on stuff, saying how much they love Joy, what it means to them. It's been one of the highlights of me joining Joy this year, to see that big presence online but also in studio as well.
Now, Natalie, I would love your work a whole lot more if you actually posted fewer no shots, please. Can you some nicer photos of me, please? Now, Natalie, seriously, how does it feel to be one of the very first voices to go live on air today?
Oh, gosh, where do I even begin to explain that feeling? As you know, I am very, very new to Joy, and I don't want to understate that, because there is such a legacy that I've come into with Joy, having started back in the 90s, well, even before I was born, that's saying my age a bit, but it's literally amazing to what I've been asked, and I'm so honoured to be speaking to you guys today. but it is a massive, massive thing to be a part of Joy. And I think a lot more young people, as they come to Joy, as they hear our sound and hear the amazing advocacy work that we do and the sort of issues you talk about on FatMag and so many other wonderful shows, that Joy has such a strong legacy for this community. And the fact that it's still just starting for some new people coming to us, it's absolutely amazing. And I'm just so honoured to be a part of it all with
and
so many wonderful people like yourself.
You are an important part of it. You are part of the future.
Yeah, because, you know, during May, as you know, Natalie, we passed as a station 2.5 million podcast downloads. And
which is insane.
It's insane. And, you know, Saturday Magazine was 420,000 of those. But every show that's on Joy represents our community, you know, from the very young to the mature. So,
old.
And old, Paul says. And, you know, every gender, every part of the LGBTQI plus community. What's your message for the Joy listeners today? What's the message you want them to take on?
I would probably say, such a big question, Maka.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably say, just keep loving each other. The world is coming out of so many different things right now, and we all need community, we need representation, we need voice, but we also need fun, and that's what Joy is. It brings joy to your life every day, and we're all here for you. We're listening, we love you, and we're sending you so much pride. As the world may seem a bit dark right now, but we're always going to be that light for you. So don't be afraid to reach out to us, get in touch, and just keep the love and the pride going at Joy.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Really lovely to hear your voice. Thank you for being part of the new generation of people who are building this organisation to be what it is. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we look forward to seeing you here in our brand new studios.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.